Hello, this is the Indie Pod class. We're here to guide independent artists as they travel through the industry so they can make better decisions and avoid many mistakes. Welcome. Hey, you artists, hey, you listeners, hey, you students. It's Odd Felix, and I'm back with another episode of the Indie Pod class. At the Indie Pod class, we provide independent artists with free but beneficial information so they can make better decisions as they journey through the music space. We have episodes on many topics, and you'll find them if you scroll through our previous and future episodes. Last episode, we talked about random facts artists should know that are beyond their control, but that will change how they go about their music careers. I'm sure you'll hear some really helpful stuff in it. You should check it out. In this episode, we'll talk about things that independent artists should know about playlists and the algorithms of music streaming services, and what they should do when curating promotional playlists. Before jumping into all of that, I think you love this verse from the extra talented indie artist, Page.
Tryna fix the vibe, but you did walk away like I don't mean shit. I've been acting strange like this love is staged to baby. I love you, this is real life. Walk away and I won't stop you, but I'll be hurt if this love is true. Let's get things back to the way they were. Me no feel lose everything we share. Cause I'm so in love with the way that you hold me. And I'm still in love with the way that you touch me. Cause I'm so in love with the way that you hold me. Let's go not stop.
We back. Let's get into what we have for today. Now, indie artists, and by indie artists, I'm referring to independent artists, not alternative artists. Once they get on streaming services, have a habit of trying to force themselves into circles of superstars, hoping that they will get a share of their fans. While to some extent, there's nothing wrong with this move, it's a move that's bound for failure. I'll explain a little further. I'll try to keep this explanation as simple as the shirt I'm putting on right now. It's a plain V-neck shirt, by the way. Let's start by understanding how algorithms on streaming services work. Algorithms on streaming services try to match songs by different artists with each other based on genre, style, mood, niche, and fan base. Examples of genres are rock, pop, afrobeat, hip-hop, country, soul, etc. Examples of styles are funny, exciting, slow, etc. Examples of moods are romantic, happy, moody, etc. Examples of niches are weekend-themed, birthday-themed, wedding-themed, etc. You'll notice when you listen to music on Spotify, Deezer, Apple, or YouTube Music that the new songs they suggest for you usually have a similar style or mood or genre or niche as the songs you listen to or as the song you were listening to before the recommendations came up. It's the algorithms working. Let's say I'm playing a hip-hop Christmas happy song. The algorithmic suggestions for it will likely be hip-hop songs, Christmas songs, or happy songs. But styles, moods, genres, and niches are not all the algorithms work with. They also work with how fans listen to music. They try to match songs and artists to each other based on the size of their fan bases and how their fans interact with other songs or songs by other artists. The reason Wizkid and Burna Boy's songs will be recommended to fans of each other is because a significant chunk of fans of one of them listen to the other. If a heavy number of the people who listen to Finesse by Fuse also listen to Booga by Kiss Daniel, then either song will likely be recommended to those who listen to the other. You'll notice the same with songs by Drake and Kanye West, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, Pac and Biggie, and other artists. Are you following me? If you're not, I think you should pause and go back to listen again so you don't get confused. But if you're following me, let's keep going. When record labels get new artists, they usually help them get matched algorithmically with bigger artists by putting them on editorial playlists where these artists are. Note that editorial playlists have the largest audience on any streaming platform, and these playlists are a significant source of the audience big artists enjoy on streaming platforms. When this is done, the new artist gets listened to by the same people who listen to the big artists. After some time, the algorithms match them and their songs together, and you can start to hear new artists like Asake alongside bigger artists like Wizkid. This algorithmic match is one of the reasons smaller artists aim to feature bigger artists. If the bigger artists' fans listen to you, your songs match theirs, and you gain more listeners. But most independent artists don't find it so easy to get on editorial playlists or to afford collaborations with bigger artists, so they turn to independent playlists for promotion. While editorial playlists are curated by the streaming services themselves, they have editors for that. Independent playlists are curated by users of the platform like you and I. And you don't need anyone to tell you that our playlists don't have as much audience as editorial playlists. It looks easier to get on independent playlists, but sadly, independent playlist curators tend to be less receptive to smaller artists, which I find annoying though. I think we should support small artists in the little way we can, and one of these ways is playlisting them, especially if they make good music. If you see a small artist who makes music that fits a genre or style or mood of the music you curate, please playlist them. The few streams they will get when you listen to your playlist or when your playlist audience listen to it is gold for them. Also, you have friends that make good music. Try to listen to them often. Sometimes just play their songs, projects, discography on repeat. Algorithms don't trigger themselves. Back to the gist for the day. Because even independent playlist curators are not very receptive to independent artists, they end up curating their own playlists. Now, out of desperation to be matched algorithmically with big artists, these small artists include songs by the bigger artists alongside their own songs in the playlist they curate, and then try to promote the playlists by themselves, hoping that it will get enough streams to match their songs with songs by these artists algorithmically. The playlist may get a few streams, but sadly not enough to make the algorithmic match possible. I mean, Burna Boy should be getting tens of millions of streams daily, so there's no way the algorithms will match him with you who gets only 50 streams daily. I see a lot of these playlists. You see one with a name like Best Hip Hop 2023, and it's filled with songs by Eminem and Drake and by the artists that curated it. Or Biggest New Afrobeat Songs, and it's filled with songs by Fireboy, DML, and Benson, and the artist curator. This won't favor you. Numbers-wise, these artists are not your mates, and the algorithms know it. Instead of trying to match yourself algorithmically with big artists, an effort that will fail, it's better to seek to create a match with artists at your level or even below. If I have 50 streams daily, and you have 40 streams daily, if 20 of these streams are from the same set of fans, we have a better chance of being matched algorithmically than if the scenario is the same, but one of us has 1 million streams daily. When you curate playlists as an independent artist, it is more beneficial to have fellow independent artists on your playlist than big artists. When the algorithms match you with fellow independent artists, you'll enjoy their audience, and if one of you blows up, you'll enjoy some of their new and larger audience because the algorithms know you as the artist that's similar to them, or the artist that they are quote-unquote fans also like. When you aim to match yourself with bigger artists, you just end up doing free promotion for them and you won't benefit in the long run. Plus, the artists don't even send you self. But when you work with artists at your level, you can grow together with each other's audiences. This is the end of my long sexy sermon. I hope it will be helpful to an indie artist who listens to this episode. If you're not an indie artist and you don't mind, please share this episode with them. By the way, I'm trying to build a community of independent playlist curators so independent artists can have a place to run to when in need of independent playlists. If you'd love to be a part of this community, send me a DM on Instagram. It's at TheOddFelix. 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 Thank you for listening. If you have questions or opinions about this episode, feel free to share them with me or to comment on the platform you're listening to this episode on, if they made provision for that. If you use Spotify, swipe up and type what you have to say to us. I'll run off now. I'm glad we spent some time together. I'll keep bringing helpful information to you, and I hope you keep coming back to learn with me. My name is Odd Felix, and I love you. Bye!
Hi. You just listened to an episode of the Indie Pod Class with Odd Felix. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something new. Bye.